Parents and teachers urge the Ketchikan School Board to compromise with Ketchikan Education Association and resolve the ongoing contentious contract negotiations. Liz Jones told the board that she has two children at Houtlane Elementary School and is a member of the Parent Teacher Association. She says she's saddened by the state of negotiations.
As a school district, you have an amazing group of teachers and support staff. If this is how you are treating your teachers now, what kind of disrespect and contempt, and I realize that's a really strong word, but I feel fitting given the level that the negotiations have stooped to, will you be giving your support staff, the paras, the custodians, and the administrative assistants when their contracts are up for negotiations next? If you're able to strong arm and bully the teachers now, do you think that it'll make your negotiations next year go more smoothly for the other bargaining units?
Jones says teachers want open negotiations, as do some board members. She questioned what the board wants to hide from the public. She also questioned the perspective of Board President Trevor Shaw, who was homeschooled. Shaw noted that he did take some classes at Ketchikan High School through the district's Fast Track program. Dave Smith is a Revilla High School teacher who also is a Ketchikan High School graduate. He says his parents were great people, but most of his day was spent with teachers in the schools. Smith says the impact of good, quality teachers needs to be considered. He encouraged the entire board to pay attention to what's happening at the bargaining table.
It's my understanding that the four people negotiating on behalf of this community, none of them have really attended and certainly never raised any students in this district. And it's really up to you folks to protect and maintain this sense of family that we have with our educators here. Thank you.
Leif Sievertson also is a K-High grad. He and his wife both teach locally, and he says they don't want to move away. If they did, though, he says they could make $30,000 more a year in Washington and spend about $10,000 less because of the lower cost of living. Sievertson says kids are Ketchikan's most important product, and that's not an area the community should skimp on. Shaw thanked all the speakers for their passion. He agreed that everyone was there for the kids, including the board. Later during his report, Superintendent Robert Boyle says there will be 12 to 20 staff members leaving the district this year. He says most of those are through retirement or because they need to relocate for a spouse's job.
We're fortunate, even though there are 500 openings across the state of Alaska, we continue to get a steady stream of applicants for the positions that we've opened. The structure within our contract is attractive to people.
During discussion of the budget later in the meeting, board members were concerned about how contract negotiations could affect the fiscal year 2019 spending plan. Several members wanted to hold back on some recommended teaching positions so the district would have more funds in reserves if needed. Board member Diane Gubitayo disagreed. She suggests that if negotiations lead to that, perhaps the borough would contribute more.
Being that we are well funded below the cap, as I understand, we're about 28% under the cap. Is that correct? Give or take a little? Okay. That's a considerable amount.
The cap is the highest discretionary local contribution level allowed by state law. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough is expected to contribute a total of about $8.5 million. Of that, about $3.8 million is discretionary. Board President Trevor Shaw says he hopes the two sides can find common ground.
And we've got to figure out how we're going to meet somewhere in the middle about, okay, what are we going to do not for the next year, but for the next 3 years? And so those are things, the last thing I want to do is approve a contract where 2 years down the road we come up short in what we have told the teachers we're going to pay them, and then we are issuing pink slips.
The board eventually adopted the approximately $35 million budget with a few changes. They cut the high school world language teacher from full-time to half-time and then added funding for a half-time tribal scholars position. But during the second public comment period at the end of the meeting, K-High Principal Bob Marshall and others pushed back on cutting the world language job. Marshall says that decision means the high school won't be able to offer a Japanese class. He reminded board members that they told the high school to prepare for that class.
And we prepared. We told students at our school and at Schoenbar that we would have a Japanese program. I'm sad that apparently I told them that in error. And it's very disappointing because we are not going to be able to have a Japanese course with a half-time FTE.
Shaw later moved to reconsider the budget in order to change that back to full-time. He says the board made a commitment and needs to honor it. That decision passed, but with board members Glenn Thompson, Lana Bowler, and Kim Hodney voting against the amended budget. Thompson argued that the second world language class at the high school doesn't need to be Japanese, and a teacher could split time teaching another language along with other classes. Restoring the world language teacher to full-time means an extra $45,000 added to the district's local funding request. During board comments, several members addressed ongoing negotiations. Bowler says she believes the board's sole focus is on students.
And it's unfortunate that people don't believe that.
The board was scheduled to have an executive session to discuss negotiations, but the meeting went too long and members voted against that closed-door discussion. The district and KEA will reconvene negotiations May 7th or 8th, Shaw said at the end of the 5-hour meeting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.